Mick Taylor was in John Mayall's Blues Breakers. He joined the Rolling Stones in 1969 after Brian Jones was gone. And he was a vegetarian, no drugs, no alcohol. And then when he left a few years later, he was a heroin addict. Keith Richards can ruin anybody, but I digress. He likes the Rolling Stones. He participated in a lot of great rock songs, but his favorite is a ballad from Goat's Head Soup in 1973, Angie. Even though he played guitar, Nicky Hopkins played piano on it and had most of the lead instrument on it, but he still likes it. It's a great ballad. Here's Mick Taylor.
Well, it's kind of Mick Jagger in a ballady kind of mood, isn't it? That's a lot of people's favorite Rolling Stones song, which is kind of surprising, because when you think of the Rolling Stones, you don't think of ballads, but, you know, they have written some good ballads, too. That's probably the prime example of a good Rolling Stones ballad.
See how excited he sounds about it? That was sarcasm. All right, the lineup for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is out, and, I mean, I'm sure there are jazz performers, but check out the rock acts. The Who, the Foo Fighters, Stevie Nicks. It's over two weekends at the Fairgrounds Racecourse, April 23rd through the 26th, April 30th through May 3rd. Here's your highlights. April 23rd, the Beach Boys are the headliners, and the Cow Sills will be there. I knew you'd want to hear that. April 24th, Lenny Kravitz, Elvis Costello, and the Dirty Knobs. That's a band with Tom Petty guitarist Mike Campbell. April 25th, it's The Who. April 26th, the Foo Fighters headlining. April 30th, the Black Crows. May 2nd, Dead & Company. May 3rd, Stevie Nicks. They don't sound like jazz to me.